The Whatcom County Library System is partnering with law advocates to connect Whatcom County residents with free legal help. And joining us today is Michael Heatherly of Law Advocates to talk about this program. Welcome, Mike. Could you give us a little idea who you are and a little bit about Law Advocates?
Yeah, my name is Mike Heatherly. I'm the Executive Director of Law Advocates. And Law Advocates is the volunteer lawyer program for Whatcom County.
What inspired Law Advocates to provide this service?
For about the past 30 years, Law Advocates has done a drop-in clinic called Street Law. And we did it actually on the sidewalk in downtown Bellingham. And lawyers would go down and volunteer some time on Saturday afternoons to answer for free questions that people would come by about civil law, anything they wanted to ask about. We did that for many years. And it got popular enough that we moved it indoors to the Bellingham Public Library so we could do it year-round and wouldn't be clogging up the sidewalks. And then when COVID happened, that was shut down, though, so we couldn't do it in person anywhere anymore. But we wanted to keep providing the service, so we started doing it virtually by telephone. And then I talked to the executive director of the Whatcom County Library System, Christine Perkins, and she graciously offered to let us use space at their branch libraries to have a Zoom meeting, and the client would be on that side, and then we have attorneys who participate from wherever they want. And so I thought that was a great idea. We've been working on it and put it together, and we are just now getting it started.
Outstanding. So what type of legal issues would you assist with?
We're willing to answer questions on pretty much anything. The way it works basically is the client gets a consultation with a particular attorney. That attorney isn't necessarily an expert in everything. So if it's something that needs a more specialized attorney, then they can refer that person to them, or they refer them to us, and then we look for an attorney in that particular area of law. But a lot of the common things are things that the attorneys who volunteer for this can answer. So things like family law questions, and we expect a lot of landlord-tenant questions because the moratorium on evictions for renters is going to end at the end of this month. And we're expecting a lot of people to have questions about that, about landlord-tenant issues, people who are behind on their rent, and so forth. We do things like we provide wills, free wills for people. We do it separately, but if someone comes to Street Law, we can refer them to an attorney who will do a will for free for them. We also do help people get their official state identification cards, and we have a separate program to do that, but we can refer them for that. We do. We have another program called Kinship Custody Clinic, where we help if a family has a child who's not able to be taken care of properly by their biological parents, and there's another family member, like grandparents or aunts and uncles, who are willing to take custody of the child. We help with that process. And that's in a case where it's consensual, not where they're being forcibly removed, not where the children are being forcibly removed. But if the family agrees to it and the biological parents agree to it, then we help get a parenting plan or a type of guardianship actually in court where the grandparents or aunts and uncles can care for the child. And a lot of just miscellaneous things. I mean, people can have questions about all sorts of things. And we can give them a lot of the answer right on the spot. And if it's not something we can answer right on that call, then we can find another attorney or another resource that can help them.
And is this service limited to people of a certain income, or can anybody take advantage of this?
For Street Law, we do not require people to prove their income. For Street Law, they get a brief consultation with an attorney, and we don't make them qualify by income.
So how does one schedule an appointment?
The best way is to contact us directly, and I can give you a phone number and an email address that people can use.
Yes, please.
They can call us at 360-671-6079, extension 14. And they will get a voicemail system, but we do have people who will call them back very promptly. We'll call them back, and then we can arrange with them, tell them what it is that we can do for them, and if it's something where they would be, it would be appropriate for a library Zoom, then we'll set that up with them. They also can email us at info@lawadvocates.org. Just spell out lawadvocates.org. And likewise, we constantly monitor that email address, and we'll get back to people. And they can go on our website. It's www.lawadvocates.org. And there's more information on there about all the programs that we have and other ways to contact us.
We've been talking with Michael Heatherly of Law Advocates about the Street Law Program. Thank you, Mike, for joining us on KGMI.